Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
You just gave me a story about the airline. Now, here's a tip for you if you're going to DIA this morning.
Yeah.
This is a great tip. This is a tip from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here's the way to fight that weight restriction thing with your luggage.
Okay, so I've seen a woman throw fit. I was at LAX, and this woman, she goes up to weigh her bags, right? And they say that she's over her weight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, she was so mad.
Her bags, not her.
No.
You're overweight.
No, you can be obese and fly. That's why I don't get this baggage thing. But anyway. Yeah. And so they told her like she was 5 pounds overweight on her bags. And so I watched her. She was so angry, BJ. She started taking stuff out of her bag and started throwing it in the trash. I mean, just throwing it in the trash.
Really?
Like shoes and stuff. Yeah, because it was going to be like, I don't know, like $100 or something for her bag to go. And she was so mad, so she just started throwing away stuff. So they got her down to her bag weight, and then she went on, and it was free. Well, a woman, the same thing happened to another woman over the weekend. This is so smart. But what she did is not throw away her stuff. She started throwing the clothes on her body. She wore 8 dresses. She wore 4 pair of shorts. They said that she had, what did she have? She had like bras hanging off of her arms, underwear hanging off of her arms.
Boom.
All this stuff, because it's not illegal. You
Beat
can hang
the system.
You can hang as much of stuff as you want on your arms. She had like, she had jeans wrapped around her head and tied into a thing like a hat on her head.
She Nothing wrong with that.
Wore jeans on her head,
exactly.
Like a little turban or something.
The Perfect.
Jean turban. And so she got 9 pounds of clothes she got on her body.
Boom.
Boom. She didn't have to pay the $85.
On the flight I go.
Is that great?
You know, and we've done the same thing. I've thought the same thing that you're saying here, that it's the same amount of weight. It doesn't matter. You're still going to get on that flight. And it's not like she's throwing anything away. The same amount of weight is getting on the flight.
But
we've walked up there before and had a bag that was 52 pounds, let's say. 2 pounds overweight. And then we have a different bag that's 3 pounds underweight. We have to just transfer all the stuff from this bag, well, 2 pounds worth,
right,
over to the other bag, reweigh it, and then we're through the system. It's like, really?
Yeah.
If you've got one here, if it's really a weight thing, why do I have to transfer from this bag to this bag when you clearly
it's
see
not
that I'm
the
within
weight,
the register?
My friend, it's the money. It's all about the money, money, money. Would they make how many billions of dollars did they pull in last year?
Who knows?
From just baggage fees and all that crap?
Billions.
I'm with you. Like, you're standing there. You have two bags, 2 people. And they're like, sorry, this one's overweight. Ooh, this one's under. Like, can't you just push them through?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Push them through. It's the same amount of weight. Okay, I've got 2 bags. I'm allowed 50 pounds. I'm at 97, but you're bitching about this one.
I know.
It drives me nuts. The whole airline luggage thing drives me nuts. What they charge, they're now charging, and it's been going on for a while, but they're charging for your overhead bag.
Oh, they do that on Frontier. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I didn't know that. And
so you're going to fly cross country, and you can't even take anything with you to change clothes?
So I did a split trip, which means I flew Southwest out to St. Louis, and everything was jovial and fantastic and fun and all paid for. I have a split flight through Kayak, so then I fly back on Frontier, right? Well, I go to check in on my phone, and they're like, oh, sorry, you haven't picked a seat yet. Wait, what? You haven't picked a seat yet. $32 later, I pick a seat. I don't know about
they
any of this.
They charge you for a seat.
Then it says, are you carrying on? Well, yeah, I'm carrying on. I'm only gone for the weekend really fast. We're sorry, that's another $50.
Unbelievable.
Like, I flew out on Southwest for one price. I'm coming back on Frontier for another, I think they finally knocked me up for $90.
There's a reason Southwest is your favorite.
Absolutely.
Southwest is the best. They still get it. There is some customer service.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Some.
I totally agree with you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime. On the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.